Hi. This week the question is, what constitutes success? When I graduated from high school in Missouri, our student body voted for the student who was most likely to succeed. And this brings up the question of what constitutes success. Most people would say being successful is going to college and getting at least a master's degree. If you get a doctorate, that would be even better, more successful. But this is not enough. To be successful, one has to then get a prestigious job, one that not only pays well, but a job which is considered honorable, impressive, esteemed. To be successful, one has to live in a nice house with a nice neighborhood, drive a nice car. To be successful, one has to become well known. You have to be so important that when you're dead, a building's named after you, or better yet, a city street gets named after you. And if you do these things, the world would say you're successful. Many people look at their lives and begin to feel rather depressed. They haven't achieved any of these things which makes someone successful. And furthermore, it looks like they never will. And when they die, very few will even remember who they even were. And so they feel that they've been failures. I'll go even further, and I'll say that some people should feel like a failure because they have no purpose in living. They get up in the mornings and may or may not go to work. They never try to improve themselves. They come home and spend their evenings sitting in front of a television set. And they never do anything for anyone but themselves. And when they die, no one sorrows for them because they've lived such a self-centered life. The Bible speaks about a king of Judah. His name was Jehoahaz. I want you to listen to what the Bible says about his life. I'm reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 20. The Bible says Jehoahaz was 32 years old when he became king. He reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and to no one's sorrow departed. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. And here's someone who, when he died, the Bible says no one regretted it. No one missed him. No one was even sad when he died. And I want you to think about this. Even though he was the king, his life was a waste. Even though he was rich, no one regretted his departure. No one has even heard of Jehoahaz today except a few Bible students. He was a failure even though he was a king. Jesus said this in Matthew 16, verse 26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? The most valuable thing that anyone possesses is their own soul. In 100 years from now, it will not matter what salary someone made at their job. It won't matter what house they lived in. It won't matter what degree they earned in college. It won't matter if a city street was named in their honor. If a person dies and loses their soul, they were a failure, an eternal failure. My friend, you must come to realize that spiritual things, although they cannot be seen, are just as real as physical things that can be seen. Material, physical things eventually will pass away. Job said in Job 1, verse 21, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there." Everything around you will eventually be taken away when you pass on to the next life. Only those things which are spiritual will matter once you are gone. If you gain the whole world but lose your soul, Jesus said, you are a failure. My friend, invest in your soul and in spiritual things while you have time. Don't waste your life on earthly success to the neglect of your soul. In 100 years from now, it will not matter how much you accumulated, but it will most definitely matter if you serve God. In Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40, Jesus said to one, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Here are the things that matter. To love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind means to obey what God has commanded with sincerity of heart. To love your neighbor as yourself means to treat your neighbor as you would like for him to treat you. This does not mean to treat your neighbor like he treats you, but like you would want him to treat you. All the other commands of the Bible are built on these two great commandments. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.